When people make money from selling a stock or any other kind of investment, the government takes a cut of the profit. It's called a capital gains tax, and President Biden wants it to go up to raise cash for his new economic plan. His idea is to double the tax for people earning $1 million or more. And good luck finding a Republican who's going to support that idea. Let's bring in Mike Regan. He's senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, good to speak with you again.
You too, Peter.
I just laid out the broad idea there behind capital gains taxes, but tell us more about how they work.
Well, like you said, Peter, it's really any investment. You know, we hear a lot about this with regard to the stock market, but it could be anything from, say, selling a family business to selling a fine piece of art or a big chunk of real estate. And the capital gain is basically the difference between what you paid for that asset and what you sold it for. And that profit is what you're taxed on. I think the one really thing that's important to point out about this is how few people in the U.S. this will actually apply to. My colleagues here crunched the numbers, and it's less than 1/3 of 1% of American taxpayers will actually be affected by this higher rate due to the high threshold of income needed to meet it.
And we got to point out, too, that capital gains are usually taxed at a lower rate than regular everyday income, which some people think is sort of a tax break for the rich. Why is that?
Well, so the argument in favor of the lower capital gains tax rate is that it encourages investment in entrepreneurship, which in turn could create jobs, lead to better economic growth, better wealth creation. You know, but like any political debate that touches on economics, there's a lot of debate about whether that's true. And, you know, many people on the other side of that argument will point out that some of the most innovative companies in the U.S. were actually founded when capital gains taxes were much higher than they are today.
Okay, so that lead up is to make the point that Joe Biden, the president, wants to double the capital gains tax. What's his idea?
Well, the idea is there's, you know, we've gone through this pandemic. There were a lot of programs that the government funded without really paying for. That's causing the deficit to get a lot bigger, causing the government to take on a lot of more debt. So it's clear that there's going to be pushback in politics to start paying for some of these initiatives. And this increase in the capital gains tax would raise about $370 billion over a decade to help pay for some of the goals he has, such as reducing child care costs and making pre-K and community college free. So it's kind of a pushback against the deficit hawks who say we can't spend any more on programs without it being funded.
The stock market investors didn't like this news. It fell when it leaked out. Republicans are expected to put up a pretty united front against any Biden proposal to raise taxes significantly. So what are its prospects?
You know, so it's definitely not going to be a rubber stamp approval in Congress. I think that swing vote of Joe Manchin is going to be really important. And a lot of the Wall Street analysts I'm reading are suggesting that it'll probably get compromised down to about, say, 28% capital gains tax for the highest earners.
Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Peter.